The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in three areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And good morning. This is the Blog Talk, the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. And my name is Robin Donaldson, your host this morning. I'm proud owner of Renew Construction Services. We are a full-service janitorial cleaning company, and I am also known as the Queen of Clean. I'm sorry, the Queen of Clean. And I would like to introduce my co-host. We have the Master Builder, Ann McNeil. She's also the founder of the International Mastermind Association. Ann is also a professional development expert who helps people build better lives through her coaching and public speaking practice, constructively speaking. She is also the first female in the state of Florida to be issued a general contractor's license and is the founder and owner of MCO Construction. We also have Ursula Odom, who is the proud owner of Sula II Legacy Writing and Publishing Firm. And last but not least, we have Angelique Frost. She is the proud owner of Remarje Brand, LLC, which is an upscale luxury bead line linked with various nonprofit organizations. And also in the second half of the show, we're going to have a special guest, which is Katina McClinton from Fresh Start Development. But before jumping in, I would like to, for all of our new listeners, I would like to give a recap of our show, because once again, we are reading and discussing Think and Grow Rich, the classic by Napoleon Hill. Think and Grow Rich is not just about making money. It's all about properly programming your mind to control your own destiny. And chapter one, which is the desire chapter, is the starting point of all achievement, the first step toward riches. Also, we are entertaining this today, the faith chapter, which is the visualization of belief and the attainment of the desire. Angelique, Before we get into the second half of the show, I just really wanted to reach out to you and Ursula and Ms. Ann to give your input and take on the faith chapter and how it has changed your lives.
Hi, this is Ursula. I just wanted to share my thoughts about that. This is the chapter that actually really affected me personally and caught my attention. And basically what it says on page 51 of the version of the book that we're reading, it says, I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my desire, of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment. And I here and now promise to render such action. I'm one of those people that have been told that I was right brain, left brain, or task oriented and people oriented at the same time, and usually people aren't, which means I tend to dip my fingers into a lot of different areas and enjoy learning different kinds of things and trying it out just so I can prove I can do it. I remember macrameing a whole door divider just to prove that I could do it. Never did it again. But what that means is that you end up being able to do a lot, but not focusing on the things that probably will be most beneficial to you, especially financially. And this chapter says, okay, we know you can do this stuff. Now, what is it you really want to do, and how is it going to benefit you? So it was an acknowledgement that I know I have the ability, but now I demand of myself the persistent and continuous action toward whatever goal I've decided to set relative to using those skills. So that's how this chapter really affects me.
Thank you, Ursula. Thank you, thank you. Miss Ann, can you tell us how this chapter, Faith, the second step toward riches, has impacted you? Miss Ann, you have to come off mute.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And at all times, again, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, really helping people to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And for me, the self-confidence formula, which was just mentioned, I think resonates with so many of us, because oftentimes we find that the impact that we have in the world is directly and indirectly at times impacted by our own self-confidence and our self-image. So on a daily basis, I listen to and repeat the self-confidence formula. In addition to that, the faith chapter has, for me, helped me to understand how to live my faith, not just simply to have faith, but to put feet to my faith in every single thing, and I literally mean every single thing that I do. I remember when my business was going out of business early in my business career, because I had a situation where, unfortunately, a lot of money was taken, $250,000 was taken out of my business. And literally, I was out of business. And for the first time in my young adult life as an entrepreneur, I realized that I no longer could depend upon my mother's faith or my pastor's faith. I found my own God in that experience and began to learn how to live my faith. So in reading this chapter and looking at how Napoleon Hill has helped us understand, actually, I was in the book at the time, this book in particular, and this book and this chapter on faith has helped me to better understand the scripture when it talks about we walk by faith and not by sight. But as a young entrepreneur, what does that look like? You know, and what Napoleon Hill has helped me to understand is that what it looks like is having the self-confidence to just step out and do that thing. Whatever the thing is, having that self-confidence, not just to think it, but to act on it time and time and time again. And it's just little bitty steps. And for those of who are listening to this show, you may be thinking, well, I really would like to do X, or I really would like to do Y, whether it's to go somewhere or whatever it is. Do it. Maybe in baby steps. That's what, for me, this chapter is saying, when you think about how auto-suggestion and your vision and your desire are all wrapped up in your faith. So those are my thoughts on this portion of the chapter, but it actually, again, going back to the self-confidence formula, it's just phenomenal, and it never gets tired. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Ann. Angelique, let's have your take on faith.
Good morning, Robin. There's so many, I guess, angles I can come at it. I'm definitely going to agree with Ursula and Miss Ann about the success formula. I've memorized it, and I actually stay in front of the mirror every morning. On this particular chapter, I don't have the book near me, but I remember it stating that faith is a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmation or repeating instructions to the subconscious mind through the principle of autosuggestion.
I think that this kind of ministers or this kind of relates to me because, you know, sometimes you have to be the first one to see yourself in this position or taking this role before anyone else can. You know, in the world we live in, a lot of times we look for validation or confirmation through other people. When it's like, if you cannot see yourself doing this or with this, that would definitely be a starting point or my best recommendation for you to start to see it. And I understand why he named this as the second visualization step to the goal, to the steps to riches, because you have to be able to visualize it. You have to see yourself in possession of these things. If you can't see yourself in possession of them, do not expect anyone else to. And I also wanted to piggyback off of that and say that sometimes your visions can be so big but and so crystal clear at the same time. To us as visionaries, we have to invite people into our dreams. Every successful entrepreneur that I have read about, including Napoleon Hill, Andrew Carnegie, Thomas A. Edison, for the beginning of their journey, everyone thought that they were crazy. And that's an understatement, crazy. In the book, it actually states that, I can't recall the specific name, the gentleman that created the radio waves and thought that he would be able to communicate from two places at the same time, that his best friends went and checked him in to an evaluation center that it actually discusses in this same chapter to get him mentally checked out. So it's like the best thing I can say about faith is it's really to see without having. Could you see yourself in this possession of this thing? Do you see yourself with the self-confidence to bring this out? Sometimes you're called to do something that is maybe uncomfortable, or maybe you don't feel like you're worthy of this thing when it's like in actuality. If you can see yourself with it and in it, it's only a matter of time before it shows up.
Awesome.
Thank you,
awesome.
Robin.
You're quite welcome. And I particularly love this chapter of faith. Of course, like you said, it's the second step. And it is so timely because, again, in chapter one, it tells us to create that dream, to create that burning desire for that one goal. And then, like baking a cake, now it's telling us that you have your desire, that burning desire. Now we need to add a little faith, because this is for me, this is a journey that I had never believed that I could attain. But again, the chapter talks about with having faith that it can be induced by repeating, well, of course, by writing it down, as the chapter suggests, repeating it in the morning, repeating it in the evening. And like you said, you recite that self-confidence formula every morning. It's like we have to tell ourselves that, yes, we can, yes, we can. And again, I find myself going back to this chapter, because with faith, once you exercise it and you do accomplish a goal, now for me, my goal is getting a little bigger and a little higher, and it calls for a little bit more faith. So for me, as the chapter does describe faith as that elixir that gives life power and action or the impulse of thought. So thank you for that, ladies. We're going to briefly go to a commercial break, and then after we come back, I'm going to turn it over to Angelique Frost, who is our co-host, and she's going to bring on our guest, Katina McClinton, the proud owner of Fresh Start Development, and we're going to get her take on faith and how has faith changed her life and has helped form her business. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you so much, Robin, for that introduction. My name is Angelique, and I'll be definitely co-hosting the show today. So we do have a special guest on the line, and her name is Katina McClinton. Good morning, Katina. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for making time out of your morning to join us on the show. I'm so excited to interview you. So there are a few things I wanted to just mention. That she is the owner of First Start Development, which is a construction company, and she also is the legislative chair for NAWIC, which is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And she has founded this, the First Start Development Construction, in 2005. Is that correct, Katina?
Yes.
Okay,
November
perfect.
2005.
Okay, so you're not new to this then. You're kind of pro at
this
point, right?
Exactly. So, like, every year I do something for my birthday, and that year I was like, okay, I'm going to start my business, and that's my birthday month, and that's why I did it in November.
Okay, perfect. So I also wanted to mention and let all of our callers know during the duration of this, if you have any questions, you can press the number 1. I will definitely see your question and address it as we get further along through the interview. But I also wanted to jump in, Katina. I have so many excellent questions that I'm excited to ask you. The first one is going to be, you know, when I think of construction, I don't want to put a header on it, but it's such a one of those roles that we presume that is more male-dominating from a perspective of me, of course, not majoring in that particular area. So it must get competitive at times. So how do you think that you applied yourself to this trade, and how do you remain relevant as far as with your construction company with today's competition and your competitors?
So I definitely do stand out because I'm a petite 5'3" woman, black woman in this industry. And the way I've stood relevant is doing what my customers want and what they need, and making sure I give them that quality of work.
Okay. So in your business, it's definitely quality over quantity.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so you know today, Katina, we're discussing the faith chapter, which is chapter 2 of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich book, which I'm pretty sure you're familiar with at this time. And I wanted to ask you, along, how would you say that your faith, applying your faith, has got you up until this point?
Well, I want to say the second step in Think and Grow Rich, faith has gotten me so far through just living life. I just want to read this quick insert. Faith, Hebrews 11 is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. And what this means to me is that faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. So by showing faith in something that, you know, maybe not possible, God is going to notice it, and he's going to prove all righteousness.
Okay. Well, that's a phenomenal statement. Thank you so much for sharing. So when we talk about faith, right, in this book, you know, I think sometimes people get into this, like, little routine of faith. Like, I'm pretty sure you and I can agree that it's something that's mastered over time. This isn't like a, you know, an open, closed door. This is actually where I feel that you actually, it takes time with mastering this craft, but the more time you input, the more time you're getting rewarded. So for you, are there any routines that you do daily or maybe yearly or something that you do to maybe strengthen your faith?
Yes. What I do is, so I'm on the go so much, I downloaded the app on the Bible app on my phone, and I constantly get into that app and read passages from the Bible app, and it's helping me throughout the day continuing my faith and my praising, you know, my mercy towards him. So that definitely has helped me and has gotten me a long way because of the business that I'm in. Sometimes things doesn't go the way you want it to go. And so you have to have that faith to get to the other side.
Right. So I remember you said something to me. I also want to let our callers know that this is a member of the Elevated Masterminders. She's actually my buddy on the Masterminder, where we get together and we hold each other accountable for different things or goals that we set throughout the week. So I remember you saying something to me, Katina. I don't remember if you recall this conversation that we had. I remember we were having a conversation, and I told you that I was like, well, you know, I was going through a situation. I didn't hear the answer I wanted to hear. And you were like, okay, well, how do you turn? And the answer, of course, for our listeners, the answer was no. And then it was like, okay, well, that's fine, but how do you turn that no into a yes? And I will never forget you saying that to me. You completely bypassed whatever they were saying, and you were like, well, maybe you're speaking to the wrong person. And, you know, that will stay with me forever because beyond that point, I have used that exercise. If I run into a situation where the answer is no, you know, it's like, how do I turn this no into a yes? So I just wanted to drop a little breadcrumb there for any of our listeners that may actually be that's a little nugget that I personally use. It's like if I'm in a situation, this answer is no. Okay, there could be a lot of reasons why this is no, but I don't want no to get in the place of making a way or thinking another way. So in the book, ladies and gentlemen, it also teaches that every temporary defeat, the hitter here is not failure, every temporary defeat that you come up against, it's only temporary defeat. All that means is that you just need to find another way. It doesn't mean get off the ship. It doesn't mean, okay, this must not be the time. Because people that say that, Katina, I think you can agree with me, the time will never become available, right?
You're right, yes. So your belief on 47, it says your belief or faith is the element which determines the action of your subconscious mind. There is nothing to hinder you leaving your subconscious mind with giving it instructions through auto-suggestion. As I deceive my son's subconscious mind, that makes this deceit more realistic. Conduct yourself when you call upon your subconscious mind just as you would if you were already in possession of the material thing which you are demanding. And I know the book says material thing, but what if it's just something intangible or, you know, that's not material? Mm-hmm. So something that you want to do, so you still always have to keep that underlying, that faith in mind at all times in your subconscious mind.
Exactly. And now we know why the book is Think and Grow Rich. Now you can see why your thinking is so vital to you even having faith. You know, and I do see Robin that has a comment. We're going to get to her in 1 second. So what I wanted to say regarding your comment, it's an excellent perspective. I think when people believe, like, for instance, if we have people that worship or believe in a higher power, I think that they think that faith automatically comes with that. And it's like, no, this is something that has to be applied, has to be practiced, and it has to be mastered over time. So So I am going to go to our – to I'm going to bring Robin on the line because it looks like she has a comment on, and she's been eagerly waiting. So give me 1 second. I'm going to see. Okay, Robin, are you there?
I'm here, Angelique.
Okay, good morning. I see that your hand was the first to go up. Go ahead.
Well, no, I just wanted to thank Katina for being our guest on the show today. Also, just understanding that the faith chapter, well, in fact, the whole book, it talks about a lot of first-timers. So it talks about the Wright brothers. It talks about Edison. These were people who were the first. So therefore, their dreams may have seemed outlandish to others, but they continued through their struggle, many, many, many defeats. But they prevailed through means of faith. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, Katina, being a general contractor serving the Tampa Bay area for over 13 years in a male-dominated industry, is there an example or a time where your faith was challenged, where at times you didn't want to continue but something pulled you through? If you can describe a situation like that for me, for the listeners.
Okay. Thank you, Robert, for the question. So the question is, where did my faith almost lead me not to do what I wanted to do?
right. Right when you got, right at the point where you wanted to throw in the towel, how did your faith kick in to keep you going? Because, again, 13 years in a male-dominated industry, that says a lot.
So I want to give the listeners in your correction, my business has been in business for 13 years, but I've been in the industry for 18 years now. So, yeah, that's
awesome.
Just to throw in there. But how I overcame one situation where I had I was starting to learn how to do this, how I got into this field. I was working at Verizon, and I actually had got fired. So a friend of mine said, won't you come and let me show you how to do this, flip houses. So I was like, I don't have any money. Don't know how to do that. He asked me 3 times. The third time, I did say yes. So in that point, I was learning how to believe in myself through God. And because I was so devastated that I got fired, which was not my fault alone, a different story another time. I'll tell that, but that's how I was able to move into this direction. And now that I've been in business for 18 years, God has been so blessing me so much in the business. I have elevated so much every year. I do something different. I'm moving on to another stage in my life. And it's being better and better for my kids. So I'm just growing. Every year I grow. And that's by faith.
Awesome. And I heard you here that you ventured into construction because you were let go from another company. And that's exactly aligned with the book, because it's in many instances that we find ourselves in either a do or die. We find ourselves in situations where we have to show who we really are. So, again, I just wanted to thank you for being our guest on the show. That was my comment and question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Robin, for sharing. And you do bring up a good, a good conversation. A lot of people are working jobs that just doesn't make them happy. A lot of people are working jobs because we know we have to provide. But it's like that's another perspective of working on your faith. Anyone who knows me that knows since I've got in on my faith, being comfortable just doesn't do it for me anymore. I find myself deliberately placing myself in situations where I have to solely rely on a higher power to either get me through or prevail. And the more and more I'm noticing, the more and more my faith is growing. And it's growing into that unwavering faith. Things show up time and time again. Your vision should be so vivid that your vision should have vision. you know, a lot of the things, which is in chapter one, the desire, is something that you genuinely enjoy. A lot of us have our desires, and we don't even know their desires because someone has either told us, A, we couldn't do it and make money off of it, or B, we've gotten overwhelmed with today's society as far as just getting in rotation, paying bills. I'm here to tell you today, ladies and gentlemen, that living check to check, and we all have to do and be held accountable for something at some point. Living check to check, you know, being unhappy going to work. I'm in any way not encouraging anyone to quit, anyone to do anything drastic. But if you don't start where you stand, you will notice that there will be an obstacle or something to come and delay you every single time. And I've seen it time and time again. Where people have brilliant ideas, they think it, they never master it, then we see it on television. And you're like, okay, that was an idea I had. All that it is that that person not only delivered faith, but they were able to back it with persistence and demanded that they would not settle and that it eventually overcame. There is no failure is accepted when you agree to it. That is what failure is. Failure is the number one stage of people not fulfilling and aligning themselves with their destiny. So I encourage everyone, while I'm speaking to Katina, as other listeners, I see there are other callers as well. I'm going to get to Ms. Ursula as well. What is it that you are inspired to do? What is it that you need faith with? What is it that you want to do that you can't see yourself with? And how are you going to start? I'll tell you this. If it's one thing I know that I've learned from the Master Builder in Think and Grow Rich, be yourself in possession of these things. And I promise to you, don't get focused on the how, why, you know. And, you know, sometimes I get people that have all of these images and all of these ideas, and they're still like, oh, you sure it's for me? Are you sure? I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, what more do you need? No one is able to get into your thinking without you inviting them in. So if I had the power of controlling whether I'm going to ride a Kia or the Rolls Royce, I mean, what hurt would it cause me to picture myself in the Rolls Royce? Why would I aim lower when I know my thinking could bring me anything it is that I want as long as I plan for it? And what you'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, is when you begin to think things, you'll get idea after idea after idea, and then eventually you will say, where I get all these ideas from? Jot it down, and let's put it, that would be the first step. The first step is to see yourself in possession. The second step is to walk around with pen and paper practically to plan that object or how you're going to make this thing, or not necessarily how, but if you had a way to figure out how you're going to get this in your life, what are the steps you would take about? Or how would you go about planning this? And you'll notice that things will begin to pop into your head and you will get ideas, which will be discussed further on in the book. Now, Katina, I am going to hold you prisoner for a little longer. We have a few more questions. I'm going to bring Ursula on the line because she's raised her hand. Ursula, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Katina, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is that when I think in terms of faith, then it's not always about the spiritual faith. I am a spiritual person, but it's also about when a person sees someone else do something and it proves to them that they can do something that maybe they didn't have in their vision before. And you're in an industry that is not commonly known for women. I mean, increasingly so it is. So my question to you is, just like Simone Biles and Gabby, once they showed the world that black women can be gymnasts and really kick butt at it, who in your life or what kind of person in your life helped you get to where you are? Who presented the vision that gave you the faith in yourself that you could actually do it? I know someone asked you to do that, but even go back before that. What said that could have the ability to succeed at whatever it is, and especially to get over what you had to overcome?
So the answer to that question, who gave me the ability? First and foremost, God, the higher above. Then secondly, me, to move forward, to say that I'm going to do this, and to take the time out in my busy schedule to say, I need to take this test, I need to pass this test. That's, and then the mentors along the way, that's who all inspired me to keep moving and doing and doing different things that in within this industry. So that me is God and then me. That's the best way I can answer that question.
Okay, now you mentioned mentors. Now that's basically in line with what I was thinking when I asked the question. So give me some examples of some of the mentors that you had and how they impacted your life.
So one of the person that actually asked me to do this, his name is he was a great partner with doing everything, how I started, and we still talk to this day, and how I'm continuing to get guidance from him on different questions I have from him. And another young lady, which is my cousin, we found out after years later that we're cousins, LaShawn Moling, she has inspired me as well. She's a general contractor. We all took our test together, and she's a general contractor as well. And as I move to the different years and think about the different years of the people that I've met politically, Michael Hatley, he's deceased now, but he showed me the different things I need to do politically. And as I'm going through Ronald Marshall, he's a guy that showed me exactly what I need to do in starting to build my first home. Miss Ann, as I met her, she's showing me how to think and grow rich, which this book has been a big help. Robin. Sorry. She has helped me. And she said so many different things to me to instill that I can do what I'm doing. So many people had my mom, my kids, sorry, my buddy Angelique, she always inspires me for the different things she's doing as well. And I have a list of people, of mentors that, you know, that I've,
okay, Katina, my first thought is to apologize for evoking emotion, but then again, I rejoice it because let me tell you what I feel like you just did. Just as those people inspired you, it is such a wonderful thing to know that you've had an impact on somebody's life. And when you share it in such a real way, it touches my heart, and I quite frankly think it touches a number of hearts. So thank you for being so transparent and real, because that is what inspires us all. That, to me, is what gives us faith that we can impact the life and then we can succeed ourselves. So thank you.
Thank you for the question. Sorry for getting so emotional.
Oh, it's perfectly fine. Thank you so much, Ursula. I really appreciate that. And it's like, you know, Katina, from me to you, you know, one thing you have taught me, if you don't have anyone in your corner that's inspiring you, if you don't have anyone around you that's praying for you, if you don't have anyone around you that's consistently pushing the buck, you will grow stagnant and be okay with it. You'll grow stagnant and be okay, and you won't even notice it. So I consistently,
right.
You know, I think all of us, you know, with Miss Ann, you know, I think some of us just have her voice in our heads, like even when she's not around, you know, and different women within that, within the masterminder and on the Blog Talk Radio, it's such of a good place to be where we can just rest in harmony and be held accountable for things that we place ourselves to, even if we have to tread back. You know, I don't want people to say that, you know, life sometimes happens, ladies and gentlemen, and it's beyond our control. Sometimes we can thread ourselves too light. Sometimes we can think we want this and something happens and it redirects us to a different path. All we're saying is get on that path. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Start. It's okay to pedal back. It's okay to go 3-2-1 versus 1-2-3. But as long as you have people that are around you that are inspiring you and holding you accountable, it makes it a lot more difficult for you to just step away from that. So, Katina, we do have another caller. Robin is on fire, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her back on the line. She has another question. For any of our other guests, please press the number one if you have any questions, any comments, because we're going to begin to wrap up shortly. Okay, Robin?
I beg. No, I just thank you for that answer, Katina, because what you said is that the journey is not going to be easy, but the fact that you had a lot of people in your corner along the way, that it makes it much easier. You also mentioned that you already are a faith walker, attend church every Saturday. But my question is, because everybody does not have that faith base. Everybody does not have a relationship with their higher power. Some of us, a lot of us, didn't even have the backing. My question to you is, for all the listeners and anyone who would be starting out with a burning desire but does not have those things, what would your recommendation or advice be to them?
My advice, if they have a burning desire and they want to start spiritually,
but they don't have that. I mean, again, you have people who have a goal, who have a desire, who have a want, but they don't have all the other things that you had to make your walk a little easier. What would be your advice to them if they didn't have that relationship with their higher power? They did not have a cheerleader team.
Well, my advice would be get into the Bible. Start reading it. Visit some faith-based churches and see how you like those churches, and possibly join a church. I mean, it doesn't have to go that fast, but start visiting, start getting in tune, and align yourself with Him so you can move forward. Because I feel like if He wasn't with me, I wouldn't be able to move forward with the things that I'm doing. So that would be my advice. And then also get a mentor. Like Angelique came to me and I said, well, I don't do jewelry. I'm not a supplier of anything. So I sent her to a person that I thought could mentor her in that area, because that's something that I don't do. So, she was able to talk to someone else, but I mentor her on other levels. Because we're so good together as buddies. We get each other right in line when we don't want to listen to each other, or where it needs to be said, and maybe I hurt her feelings, but she understands that it's coming from a good place. Maybe she hurt my feelings, and I understand it's coming from a good place, so we can move on. That's what a mentor is for. That's what a friend is for. So I would definitely say that's how I would start building my faith. Faith is the Bible. Start attending a church, different churches, and see where you can align yourself, how that you can align yourself.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for that. And, again, I just wanted, for all of the listeners, this is the exact steps that Think and Grow Rich provides for us, because everything starts with that want, that dream. As Ms. Ann always says, if you don't have a dream, you have to have a dream in order for a dream to come true. And a lot of us have dreams. And I know for me, I did not even know how to act upon that dream, because it was something so far from what I was accustomed to doing. And also the chapters in faith that talks about how to actually, how we can induce faith by auto-suggestion, which is going to be an awesome chapter for next week. But I just wanted to, again, thank you for being our guest and being a trailblazer in the construction industry, because you have influenced me as well. So, again, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going back on mute, Angelique. I promise I won't.
Thank you. No problem. And I just want to remind, I see there are a few other callers that have their name, have their hands up. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. Just want to circle back around and say, Katina McLennan, thank you so much for joining us and being our guest this morning. I know we have to let you go. I have one more question for you. I just wanted to appreciate or express my gratitude towards you joining us on the show, being our guest this morning. And I think all of us just gel so well. So it's like kind of like comes into an open conversation. So I did want to just remind the callers that Katina is our guest today. If you have any final questions, you can go ahead and raise your hand. Katina, I do see we have had a caller that's been very patient, and her name is Gail. I'm going to bring her on the line if she has a question for you. Gail, are you there with us this morning? Good morning.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
We can hear you. Good morning.
Okay. Good
you can
morning.
Go ahead with your question.
It wasn't a question. It was actually just a thought. I wanted to share that I've been on a call for since the beginning of the year, just kind of tuning in, and I wanted to say how grateful I was for all of the testimonies and the transparency that I hear from each and every guest that you've invited on, and it's been very inspiring to me. I kind of sat back in the shadows for quite some time knowing that I wanted to make my departure from the school system, but didn't know exactly which route I was going to take. And just through the confirmation of the testimonies that I've heard, it has really guided me and supported me in the next direction. And I couldn't go another call without actually just pressing the button to say that I want to share how grateful I was or that I am that you all are here each and every Saturday. And, again, I'm following along with you all through the Think and Grow Rich. I met Miss Ann in 2011, and that was the first time that I had heard the book mentioned at one of Dr. Dupree's speaking classes. And I was actually at the retreat last year, couldn't make it this year, and I held on to the book. But I made a commitment, which was during the Christmas break, to actually spend the time to read the book from cover to cover. And this year I'm walking through it with you all through the calls each Saturday, and it is really helping to sharpen me and actually guide me in terms of the next steps that I would take. So I wanted to let you all know how appreciative and how grateful I am that you're here every Saturday.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that. We appreciate that. Thank you, Ms. Gail. Okay. So, Katina, before we begin to wrap up the show, is there anything you wanted to share with us that you may be launching this year, anything we should be looking out for, any way that we can go and support you if you have a website? I know that was quite some time that you had your website going on, so we can go on and just support you in any way or any thing that we can contribute to support you for being a guest today or along your road with your business?
Yes. Well, my website is www.freshstartsdevelops.com. So you can go and view my website and also rate the website, and that would be a pleasure. And if you need any services, please don't hesitate to call Fresh Start Development, 813-758-5345. And I also do code correcting. So code correcting is a new interview that I just started. And what that is if you have any code violations on your commercial or residential building, we can help you get through the matter and also get your fees reduced through the court magistrate. And that is in the central Tampa Bay area. And also the surrounding area of Tampa Bay, St. Pete, Orlando, those areas.
Perfect. All right. And that's freshstartdevelop.com, correct?
With the S. freshstartdevelop.com with an S.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and Katina, it was such of a pleasure having you. It's always good to know that the other person on the other side of the phone is smiling. Are there any closing comment that you would like to leave our guests that have joined us with, which we are so grateful for that they were able to listen into this morning?
I just want to say, if you have something in mind that you want to do, you know, first you have to have that burning desire, and we're on faith, and faith has to do with having that, knowing that you probably can't do it. That's what you're thinking, but if you have that faith, and faith without work is dead, so you have to work it also to have that faith to move forward.
All right, and there you have it from Ms. Katina McClinton that owns Fresh Start Development. I want to thank each and every one of you that has joined us on the air today for the Blog Talk Radio Show, and I look forward to you coming back next Saturday at 8 a.m. Thank you so much, and I hope you guys have a wonderful Saturday.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.